President John Evans Atta Mills has inaugurated 4 naval patrol boats procured by government at a cost of $68 million at the Sekondi Naval Base in the Western Region. They were constructed at the Qingdao Shipyard in China under the supervision and specification of the Ghana Navy. The 4 patrol boats have been named after some venomous snakes in the country, the Ablika, which is Ga Dangbe name for cobra, Garinga, a Dagbon name for the venomous viper, Chemle, an Ahanta name for black mamba, and Eho, and a name for python. Inaugurating the boats, President Mills said government will be taking delivery of 4 more state-of-the-art patrol boats, 2 from Germany and 2 others from Korea by the end of this quarter. He said government is determined to retool the Ghana Navy to enable it to adequately protect the marine waters and its mineral resources.
No one can deny the fact that the Ghana Armed Forces have an enviable reputation. It is not only local, it is international. And we obviously cannot perform without the necessary equipment. Now I say that by commissioning these 4 ships, we are killing so many birds with only one stone. The first one is the preservation of our marine resources. The oil and gas that we have, the many species of fish and other minerals that we have in our waters. The second is the promotion of peace and security. There obviously can be no development where there is no peace and security. The third one is to lay the foundation for socio-economic development. Clearly, if we are able to exceed inference over our resources, that is surely a positive way of encouraging those who want to take advantage of the resources and opportunities that we have. The Ghana Navy deserves what it's getting today. We also have to guard against some illegal activities which can only detract from what we have. There's a need for us to provide the Navy with the wherewithal to be able to perform to the best of their ability. But this is only the first step, because I'm largely informed that within the course of the year, the Navy is going to have a vessel traffic monitoring and information system along the entire coast of our country. This is to enhance their surveillance capacity, and it will entail constructing coastal radar sites together with command and control centers. By so doing, they'll be able to monitor all the movements along our coastal areas.
President Mills used the occasion to tell his critics who say that he has done nothing to be appreciative, fair and objective about the achievements of his administration.
There are people who always would want the whole world to believe that this government that I'm privileged to be part of has done nothing. Wait till they see what is coming. Let's get to the food and agriculture. The benefit, obviously, is going to go to our hard-working fishermen. And I believe that this is the kind of collaboration that would endure to our benefit as a nation.
President John Atta Mills.